Now, in January, we started a new item on the show. It's called Come Up With A Plan To Find Ruth A Man, right? We did this after inviting the lovely Ruth McDonough on the show after she tweeted the following. So she tweeted, right peeps, suggestions needed on how to meet a guy. Online apps have been exhausted. I need ideas. Help me. I can't turn 40 in May and continue life as a crazy cat lady. Well, since then, she's taken on our advice and she's gone on Zoom dates and attended speed dating events and updated her dating apps. With things opening up, I think things will really start happening. I really do. Well, Ruth, she turned 40 today. First of all, I have to tell her happy birthday, Ruth.
Hi, Jen. How are you? Thank you very much.
Happy birthday. How do you feel?
Look, I feel at least 39. So
good.
It's good. Yeah.
Good. It's a weird one, the L40, isn't it?
It's kind of the same as everything else, isn't it? It is what it is.
And it wasn't for me. I had a complete meltdown. Were you okay with that milestone birthday?
Yeah, I find 37 really difficult.
Really?
Couldn't care less about 40.
Oh, good on you. Good on you. Well, listen, happy birthday. Welcome to the club. Now, the last time we spoke, you had gone on a speed dating Zoom event. Anything come of that?
I had a date. I had my first date in 2021.
How'd it go?
So I did get a match and I did go on a date. We did a bit of the usual walk and a coffee. Mm. Lovely guy, but I think both of us were like, we probably chatted for 2-3 hours very, very easily, very comfortable. But I think that was kind of it for both of us. So no harm done. Nice to just kind of finally match with someone and get on a date. So enjoyed that. But I haven't really done a huge amount since. I did walk a dog, finally.
Yeah, a listener texted in saying, tell that girl to get herself a dog. She meets someone then. So you robbed someone's dog. Okay, you'll have to give that back. But what happened? Where'd you go?
I know. Well, I wasn't in the best of places now to find myself someone lovely. I was up in Ballinasloe Woods, but did get to walk a dog. So I ticked that off. And I did speed dating again last weekend as well. So, but I haven't really been busy on the apps. I've kind of just... work's been busy and I just, the weather's been nice. So I just said, look, we'll see what happens. And if something comes of anything, so be it. And
have you ever, I opened the show talking about a video that's doing the rounds of a woman with an epic ghosting story. Like this fella ghosted, strung her along for 2 years. She thought she was going to marry this fella and he just ghosted her. He just stopped answering her calls, stopped texting. She even went to the police station, looking for him and they were like, sorry, he doesn't exist. Like it was epic ghosting story. Have you been ghosted?
Have I been ghosted?
Not to that extent now, but has somebody just not returned your call, just completely ignored you after a date or a... rendezvous, shall we say?
Rendezvous. My mum might be listening, Jen. I would never. I'm sure I have. To be honest, I don't put a lot of hurt into these things or energy because people are people and they're going to let you down. And I think when you're on the dating scene, you have to put on a bit of a thick skin. So yeah, there's probably been guys where I've been on a date and haven't heard from them afterwards. But look,
where's the decency, though? Come on.
I totally agree. And I would always say, if I kind of went on a date and didn't like him, I would always put a text out there and say, look, I don't think there's anything going to come of it. I think it's different with dating apps when you don't actually meet someone. I think it's very easy for people to do that. You might chat to someone for a while and then they either delete you or they never respond again. They're just like, all right. And okay. I just match and move on because I just think... let them on. That's a red flag. You don't want them in your life.
Yeah,
you know?
Good idea. So are you feeling more hopeful as we emerge from lockdown?
I'm so excited. I'm just excited to get out and see people, friends, family, hopefully some nice guys as well.
Yeah.
But, just sit in a beer garden, have a laugh, go to dinner, go for lunch, whatever, not walk and coffee, Yeah, I'm really excited about even just, I'm big into my sports, so back to sport and things like that. And I think that's going to open up, hopefully, opportunities to meet someone as well.
Well, speaking of opportunities, remember that fella you went on a date with? Well, he got in touch. I'm only joking. I have Jennifer on the line, right? Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, Ruth. And happy birthday, Ruth. Happy big birthday.
Jennifer. Now, Ruth, just to let you know who Jennifer is another Jennifer, weirdly. But Jennifer runs a dating agency, right?
Okay.
So, Jennifer, tell me, how did you get into that kind of business?
Oh, my God, how did I get into it? Well, I suppose 13 years on, I got into it because I had been that person. I had been out there on the scene. I used to actually wonder why I was sort of dating so many people. And I used to think, God, you know, what's going on here? Lots of relationships over the years. But, you know, I always kind of felt like, what's going on? But I realise now I was doing my research. I was actually doing research for this business. And I was a member of a dating agency. I actually tried it, having given up on online. I tried all those things. You know, there were no such things as Zoom meetings then. But there was speed dating. And there was, you know, getting out and meeting people. And there was online. Mm-hmm. And I did all that, tried it all. And like Ruth, I was despairing of it. And I had one really bad experience with online dating. Really, I actually thought this was the end of me. And that freaked me out and made me think, OK, there has to be something safer, something better. And I just went online and I Googled safe ways to date. And all of a sudden up came an agency. And I thought, happy days, I'm going to go in and meet these people. And that's what I did. And I went through that process myself. I met somebody, went into a long relationship with that person. So I had a good experience. And that made me look at, you know, society and say, well, actually, you know what? You know, maybe this is something I should get into, because I had been in counselling, psychotherapy, coaching. I always wanted to work with people, help them. And what better way than to help people than to try and help them find the love of their life? So
the big question is, Jennifer, have you had much success?
Oh, 13 years. I've had so many people through my hands, Jennifer. I mean, recently I was packing up stuff, moving office, and I went, oh my God, look at all these files. Look at all these thousands of people I've had through my hands. And there's been so many marriages and couples that live together now, babies having been born. Sometimes people send me photographs of their wedding, and I'm looking at these photographs thinking, oh my God, I took part in that. The ripple effect of connecting to people and it working out is immense. You know, all the other people that are affected, all the extended family that were at that wedding. And that's when it really hit home that each time we connect people successfully, there's a huge effect across the board with all of them, all their family, all the connections, all their friends that, you know, come together for an event like a wedding. So it's brilliant. It's great.
So who uses a dating agency?
People like Ruth, Jennifer, mm-hmm. people like you and me. I mean, you know, it's not that easy to find somebody out there. And more I'm hearing this. People saying, oh, my God, I'm fed up. I'm online. It's soaking up hours and hours. Then I meet the person and they're nothing like I expected, or they, you know, they behave badly, or like this. Look at all the terminology that's come out. There's breadcrumbing, there's ghosting, there's zombieing. There's, you know, there's so many different terms for bad behavior in dating, in online dating.
So you think
what's happening?
So Jennifer, do you think you can give Ruth a hand?
Well, I'd be delighted. So this would be, wouldn't this be a great birthday present, Ruth, to be given an opportunity to have real dates? Because, like, we'll guarantee the dates. So you're definitely going to meet people and go on dates. So that's one thing you can kind of relax and say.
Well, let's go to
I'm
Ruth
going to be
now.
Looked after.
Let's go to Ruth. What do you think? What do you think of this surprise setup? Are you up for it? First of all,
Jennifer, both of you, Jennifer Squared. Absolutely, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Great. Oh, thank God you said yes. It would have been really awkward. I don't know if my producer prepped you before, but it would have been really awkward if you said no. I'm grand, thanks. But Jennifer, how does it work? So do you meet Ruth over Zoom? How do you match her with people that you think would be suited? How does the process work really quickly?
Okay. Well, I will meet her over Zoom. Mm-hmm. It takes about an hour, so it's quite in-depth. I will lead it, but it's very conversational, so it's very relaxed. So it's not like an interview. It's a consultation, but she's getting to know me. I'm getting to know her. And the most important thing is that I really kind of get a sense of what Ruth is all about, what type of individual she is. Again, we'll have a chat about her experiences in the past, what worked, what didn't, what she's looking for in a partner. And then I'll kind of formulate ideas myself about the people I have in my books and who I think would be ideal for her. I'll manage her expectations as well as possible because mm-hmm. I don't sell pipe dreams. I don't talk anybody down the garden path. It has to be real. I have to have people that I think would suit her. And then what happens after that is then I will call her and tell her all about the person I'm introducing her to. And I'll give her, again, you see, it's very private. So no surnames are given out, no home addresses, no places of work. But I'll tell her about the guy, you know, what he's like, his character, his background, what he works at, if he's fit and healthy, if he's into sports, what his hobbies and interests are. You know, a lot of information. It's quite comprehensive. So before she even meets him, she's going to know a good bit about him. And then I'll exchange the numbers so that they can talk on the phone first. They can break the ice and then arrange a date. So if that's going for a walk or if it's going out, take away coffee and a walk, or if it's going for a cycle, or if the pubs and clubs are open or restaurants are open, then they could go for a drink somewhere or an outdoor meal.
So you do all the initial work, so to speak.
Yeah, we do all the background work.
Oh, and, you know, that sounds like the dream.
Girls, the good thing about this is when a guy comes to an agency, like to his company, when he comes to us, what you know is that he's genuine, he's sincere, he's equally fed up of the scene out there. He's equally kind of going, oh my God, I want to meet somebody, but this is driving me crazy. So you're on the same page to start with.
Straight away,
he wants
yeah.
what you want, yeah. And there's none of this breadcrumbing, ghosting, there's none of that goes on. I have to say, in the 13 years, I've never had anything untoward happen to anybody other than a bruised ego.
Okay.
You know, okay, people get rejected and they reject, but we have to have a little bit, as Ruth said, a little bit of a thick skin for this and be willing to get out there and explore it and have an adventure, enjoy it and meet people and keep an open mind and say, look, these are real people that I'm meeting. They want what I want. Let's see if the chemistry is there. And if it's not, move on.
Okay. Well, that's the most important thing, the chemistry, you know. We need
it
the chemistry.
Is.
We need the chemistry. And they need
top
to not be a dog for Ruth. That's her two stipulations, she said to me a couple of weeks
not ago. Not be a witch.
A dog. I'm joking. Oh, I'm totally joking. Jennifer, you're an absolute legend. I'm loving the work that you do. So we're going to set this up. Ruth, will you check back
Great.
In with us and let us know how you get on?
Look, thank you both so much. I'm really excited about this. Absolutely, yeah. Jen.
I'm really excited about this. Jennifer Haskins, I think what you do is amazing. Your dating agency is called twoscompany.ie. If anybody out there listening wants to go and check it out as well. But Ruth and Jennifer are going to have a chat. We're going to see how that goes. And Ruth, I will check in with you in a couple of weeks, okay?
So much. Brilliant.
Thank you, Jennifer, brilliant. As well. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye. That is Jennifer Haskins and Ruth McDonough. Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. This could be it. I'll get the hat.